This is Brad Ishling here in Glasscock, Reagan, Upton counties. Over the past week, we haven't seen a huge difference in our wheat crop around here. We're still seeing a little bit of disease activity out in the field. You know, primarily what we're seeing out there right now is some leaf rust. It's primarily down in the lower part of the canopy. We are seeing some of the pustules starting to move up a little bit, but it's not to the point in most areas where I'm overly concerned with it. The disease resistance of most of our varieties is kind of keeping everything in check. Probably the largest issue I'm seeing in a lot of these fields right now is nitrogen deficiency. Most of the calls that I've been on over the past week, gone out and looked at fields for growers that are concerned about how yellow the fields are getting, a little bit of tip burn on the leaves. And when I've gone out and checked, it's that we're all short on nitrogen. With the great growing conditions that we've had this year, this wheat has really taken off, looks good right now, and we've used up all the nitrogen that we've got in the soil. So we've got a lot of yellowing out there where we've run out of fertilizer. You know, that's our main concern right now going on in wheat. And even being short on fertilizer, we're still going to make a lot better yields than we historically do just due to the tremendous growing conditions that we've had this year. If it warms back up here in the next week or so, then and we get back to the blowing winds, the warmer conditions, the disease issue shouldn't be too awful bad. And we ought to be able to go ahead and make us a pretty decent wheat crop. Something that I did notice over the past few days, you know, when we normally run into good moisture like we've had here lately, spring turns off good and warm. Guys start to get a little bit antsy a lot of times. They want to go in there and maybe plant a field or two and just see how that early cotton does. Well, I noticed our soil temp from last Saturday through today dropped from 65 degrees to 54 degrees. So that's kind of something guys need to keep in mind when they always get a little bit itchy to go out there and plant a little bit early, is we get these little cold fronts that blow through here and it will really drop that soil temp off and keeps that cotton from blowing out of the ground like it's supposed to or growing off, and we just kind of sit there at cotyledon stage, and that will in turn invite some of those thrips and other insects to come in there and really hammer on those plants. A couple things that guys do need to kind of keep in mind right now is, number one, let's get those weeds cleaned up out there. We need to, one, keep them from using up any soil moisture that is out there and kind of break that green bridge for insects that will be moving into our cotton later on. It's another thing to just get them cleaned up in case we do run into a weedy situation later on, you know, like a rainy situation. Like last year, we kind of ran into a little bit of rain about the time we were planting, and a lot of guys thought, well, I'll clean that field up right after I plant. You know, around here, it's a lot of times we run into situations where something's always going on. We get tied up, we get busy, and the next thing you know, the weeds are the last thing that we get around to controlling. If you let those weeds get ahead of that cotton, it's most definitely going to affect your yield. Another thing is, if your cotton is following any kind of a grain crop, if you had sorghum, corn, wheat out there last year, we need to go out and start digging around in the soil a little bit, and let's see if we got any kind of wireworms out there. If we do, we definitely need to make sure we use some treated seed out there to try and control any kind of a wireworm infestation. Other than that, that's about all we've got going on in the St. Lawrence area this week.
All right, I'm Haley Kennedy. I'm the IPM agent for Tom Green in Reynolds County. My situation is pretty similar to Brad in the sense of, you know, we do have a little bit more of tan spot still being an issue, especially in the ground that's steepier, that lake bottom that's kind of held that moisture, so making it kind of an ample, and so it has moved up into the upper canopy. It has been in flag leaf on some, and still there are some fields that are a little bit of a hot spot of an issue. Stripe rust kind of been sporadic here and there, kind of popping up, but the genetics seem to be kind of taking care of that. There have been fungicide applications to protect the flag leaf, but nothing like a widespread outbreak of the rust. I have not seen any leaf rust yet, but I'm definitely keeping my eyes peeled for that. Aphids are kind of non-existent in our wheat. When it is lush, you know, you might be able to find a few, but beneficials have kind of taken over when it comes to that. Other than that, I mean, we're kind of quiet on the wheat aspect. The areas that got the rains over the weekend, you know, received up to inch and a half. That wheat is happy as can be. But, you know, on the side of Brad mentioned nitrogen deficiency, and that is become, you know, an issue. You know, it's not as probably as much because I did have a lot of growers that did fertilize, but some of the fields that didn't get fertilizer, you can definitely tell that wheat is kind of running on E, and even some that did fertilize, it probably could use a little bit more, but pretty quiet when it comes to that. You know, he was talking about people cleaning out fields, you know, before planting, so on and so forth. Cannot, you know, emphasize enough that, you know, starting with a clean field, you're more likely to end with a clean field. You know, don't try to take care of everything once the cotton's in the ground. You know, try to take care of it a little bit early on. It'll be easier to maintain. But really, we just need another good rain at the end of April to, you know, help out the wheat a little bit more. But we're looking like we're having a good wheat crop, especially the conditions that we started planting in. You know, we dry planted a lot of wheat. And so, you know, Outcast looking at, you know, we're looking good. And so other than that, pretty quiet.
This has been a production of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Entomology Department here on the High Plains of Texas.